Science and Technology. As the new century has begun, there are many questions raised. They are mostly concerning rapid technological development and its impact on people's lives in the future. One thing is certain about the present century, or even the millennium. The pace of discovery is sure to be even faster than it is today. The social and ethical issues created by the exploitation of new knowledge will become even more pressing. The beginning of modern science dates back to the Renaissance period in Europe. It should also be noted that some considerable achievements were made long before. Ancient Greek mathematicians and astronomers had calculated the circumference of the Earth, charted the stars, and worked out the distance to the moon. Chinese scholars had developed a seismograph, a magnetic compass, and the concept of infinite empty space. Euclid's geometry, Ptolemy's geography, and Galen's medicine had provided a good starting point for their followers hundreds of years later. However, not until the 16th century did scientists begin to apply quantification, the use of mathematics to measure the results of experiments. This approach laid the foundations for the methodological model that guides most scientific research today. These models help develop hypotheses, run tests, and produce data that other researchers can confirm or challenge by conducting similar experiments. People who want to push forward the frontiers of scientific knowledge often need to challenge the conventional wisdom. Such wisdom once assumed that the universe was static and unchanging. Now, an expanding universe and the Big Bang Theory are essential concepts of cosmology. Cosmology is the part of astronomy that studies the origins of the universe and its time-space relationships. Just a few years ago, in the 16th and 17th centuries, most Europeans thought that the Sun revolved around the Earth. They thought that four elements, air, fire, water, and earth, created and defined life. Then pioneers such as Galileo Galilei and Isaac Newton demonstrated that the natural world can be best understood by experimentation and analysis. Behind each of these great ideas, discoveries and inventions is an extraordinary human mind. Here are some of the greatest names and their advances that shaped the scientific and technological history. In 1543, Vesalius published the first accurate human anatomy. Copernicus came up with the theory that the Earth and other planets revolve around the Sun. In 1572, Brahe's observation proved that celestial bodies are not unchanging. Kepler set out laws of planetary motion in 1609. In 1687, Newton drew up laws of gravity and motion, and his theory of optics appeared in 1704. Leeuwenhoek discovered organisms in 1674. The study of electricity and magnetism advanced rapidly after Volta invented the electric battery, the first source of current electricity, in 1800. Faraday demonstrated electromagnetic induction in 1831. Dalton set out an atomic theory of matter in 1808. In 1857, Pasteur found out that microorganisms cause fermentation, which resulted in later pasteurization of food. 2 years later, Darwin published The Origin of Species. The Periodic Table of Elements by Mendeleev came out in 1871. Röntgen discovered X-rays in 1895. However, the real scientific revolution did not take place until the 20th century. It is the century that split the atom, explored the human mind, spliced genes and cloned a sheep. It invented plastic, radar and the silicon chip. It built airplanes, rockets, satellites, televisions, computers and atom bombs. It overthrew our inherited ideas about logic, language, learning, mathematics, economics, and even space and time. These dramatic advances were made possible by the following scientific breakthroughs. By 1920, quantum mechanics was adopted and Einstein's theory of relativity appeared. Hubble realized in 1929 that galaxies recede from one another in an expanding universe. Paradoxically, World War II stimulated scores of inventions. These were namely the nuclear reactor, first put into service in 1942, and the general-purpose digital computer, first used in 1945. In 1948, the transistor, forerunner to the computer chip, made computers commercially practical. The structure of the DNA molecule was discovered in 1953 by Watson and Crick. Sputnik 1 and 2, Earth's first artificial satellites, were launched in 1957. In July 1969, the US spaceship Apollo landed on the moon. As the year 2000 has passed by, the Human Genome Project catalogues our genes. The internet links not only scientists worldwide, and the Hubble telescope, in orbit since 1990, transmits intergalactic views. The 20th century also turned science into the principal agent of technology. Science has to depend on technology for its new instruments such as powerful telescopes, atom smashers and computers. Advances in genetics and astronomy are driven by the growing capabilities of faster computers and by improved imaging techniques. These techniques make microscopes and telescopes more powerful. Such tools enable scientists to see things they had never seen before or even considered possible. Genetic researchers can examine objects that are only a millionth of an inch in diameter. Astronomers can see galaxies perhaps 11 billion light years away. This century has made science more exacting. We demand more of its explanations. To say that the Earth goes around the Sun is no longer sufficient, we insist on knowing why. And in some fields, space research for example, decades can pass while new instruments are designed and built. One of the most significant effects of the scientific revolution has been the population growth. Until modern science brought newer systems of immunization in the 19th century, about half of all children died before the age of 5. Surely nothing has done more for the comfort and happiness of mankind than the development of medical knowledge. Each discovery provokes new questions. The more we know, the more we do not know. To predict what lies ahead, one must often rely on guesses. Some of the major scientific and philosophical issues for the next century include the beginnings of life. How life began is an essential question that will occupy scientists most of the next century. Modern gene technology can use the DNA in every living thing as a vast repository of historical information. Figuring out how the chemical operations essential for survival are carried out within every cell of living creatures is an extremely complex task. The Human Genome Project aims to specify the location and structure of all genes in the human body. It will provide information that could help us understand what all genes do. This project could result in the surer design of drugs, in the growth of replacement organs. It could also contribute to early detection and treatment of many kinds of diseases, including cancer. In the field of human evolution, there is to be learned what genetic changes made it possible for the ancestors to stand upright and to speak. Thus, it would be also possible to trace the migration routes of our human ancestors who emigrated from Africa and came to populate the surface of the Earth. By no means a less difficult puzzle will be the human brain and the way it functions. Last but not least, the Big Bang Theory will have to be further developed to give more satisfactory account of the true nature of our universe. Will scientific progress continue, or will it reach a certain limit? We should discard the idea that scientific inquiry will ever be complete. However, there may be some limits and restrictions for modern science, namely moral and ethical. Scientists and society will have to decide how much to change the genetic structure of plants and animals. Also, to what extent experimentation with the very genes that make us human. In the meantime, the achievements and challenges of modern science will drive us further into the unknown.